This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my flagship radio station here in Tampa, Florida, my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America, as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border with the big rigs. Also, our bulk mail carriers, Felix and the gang, hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so you get your mail delivered to you today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys like Tom leading the way, hauling the gasoline and the diesel, which I need to tell you I didn't do it last hour, but I will this hour to start out with. This is a breaking story tonight on the price of fuel. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter at Captain's America. We're on Truth Social at Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, get involved in all the different things we got going, and become informed. All righty, joining us right now from the big metropolis up there in Michigan, it is none other than, you ready for this, folks? Ron Edwards, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
All right, listen, let's say the pledge to get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the two words, under God. Our country was formed and started on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I got to go where the obvious is going to take me here, and I'm not going to get into specifics because we don't have enough time to paraphrase the timetable, but the Texas Department of Public Safety provided a devastating timeline as they revamped the timeline again at the Uvalde school massacre. And this time we found out more details, and I hate to tell you this, but it sounds like as if the local police were trying to make it sound like they did a lot more than what they actually did. And when the Texas DPS and the Rangers and the ATF got a hold of some of the facts, they said, hold it, hold it, hold it. This isn't right.
Yeah, it does seem kind of mixed up. I'm looking at a timeline here, and it just seems that, I don't know, someone didn't know what they were doing, that someone's commander didn't know what to, how to direct the police officers. I'm talking about the local ones, and someone's trying to do a little bit of a cover-up shuffle here. And that's a shame, because the police officers, especially the local ones, have been going through it across the country, being maligned from so many sources, mostly leftist. And this does not bode well for the reputation of police officers today. I don't know if they were afraid to go hard after the criminal.
They lacked the proper equipment. They did not have a ballistic shield to put in front of them and then force their way in the door. That was number one.
But you know what's funny, though, even with that, others were able to get in there without ballistic shields and get children out, and even a mother.
Not that classroom. So, They got out of other classrooms. Yep. Uh-huh. Yep.
But I'm saying the people got in there. The fact that they stood around and weren't even going in, I mean, that's kind of tragic.
The woman went in there with handcuffs on.
Yeah.
She got her kids over them with handcuffs on. Yep. Uh-huh.
So, well, there's a will, there's a way, Captain.
Yep, sure. Well, something's not right. We're going to hear all about it. I think some heads are going to roll, but I believe the local police were grandstanding, trying to weasel their way out of a situation that they knew somebody screwed up. And by the way, the incident commander should be fired. Because he thought his words, not mine, he thought that the incident was over 10 minutes into it, and it had hardly even started.
I don't know how you can think that when you got the 9/11 calls coming out and other things going on. He's not retarded. I mean, things were going on. They knew when other people went in the building.
Yep. Now, the person I feel bad for, because they're going to make this into a political issue, is Governor Greg Abbott. He said he was misled, and he's very upset about that. And, of course, Beto O'Rourke was jumping all over that again yesterday. Beto O'Rourke, in my opinion, is a moron.
Yeah, well, he's proven that to be the case quite a long time ago. Beto O'Rourke is a waste of time and energy in human form. Yeah, the Governor Abbott is quite angry, and so he says, livid. And
well, I believe he is.
Concerning the details of the shooting, and he says that he was misled, as you just stated. He said he was at the very stage 2 days ago and was telling public information that he had been told just a few yards behind where we're looking at right now. This is him making a statement. But, he seems to be a pretty active governor and a go-getter, and this does not seem to be proceedings that would be going on the way they did if had he been up on the details or whatever. So
yeah, and you have to, when you're not there, you have to rely on the people that are there in charge, and of course, highest local authority was the local police that were there, the Uvalde Police and the Sheriff's Department, and of course, they did not tell the truth of the situation, what was going on. Somebody, again, was trying to smoke some folks because I guess they were trying to make themselves look a whole lot better. Okay, here comes the music. Hold on a second. Folks, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch with Ron Edwards, and we're going to have an Edwards notebook when we come back, so don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch on the weekend edition, Saturday and Sunday, wherever you're listening to us. I'll be right back.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty. When you hear all that music and you hear all this stuff that we got going on here, you know that it's time for an Edwards Notebook, and here we go.
They say when you point at others to place blame, to remember there are three fingers pointing back at you. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Ever since I was a child, if I were either in the presence of Democrats or black females, there was always a constant droning on about the horrors the white man was always brutalizing the black community with. But I couldn't help but notice that when it came to hate, the majority of overt hatred towards black men and boys I witnessed was the constant belittling of fathers and brothers and a never-ending mission to make high-achieving and aspiring adult and teenage youth feel like they were never good enough while always uplifting and encouraging young girls and grown black women. This practice is still commonplace today in black churches. Then the idiotic ministers wonder why most men no longer attend church. If you ever visit a Planned Parenthood clinic, chances are you will observe pregnant black females twerking in celebration of their upcoming abortion. So next time you hear black Americans complaining about their woe-is-me life in America, just remember that most likely it is their own self-destructive behavior that's the reason for their misery in this republic. I'm Ron Edwards. For Constitutional Grounds Coffee, go to theronedwards.com.
You betcha. And speaking of Constitutional Grounds Coffee, I have some in my cup right here, right now. Now let me get over here. Oh, delicious. Let me tell you something, folks. The thing that I like about the coffee, first of all, is it's not acidic. You know how some coffees, you drink it, and it's very heavy on the acid, and it'll upset your stomach and whatnot? Not constitutional grounds. And I'll tell you what, if you go over to therondedwards.com website, make your purchase over there, you'll find out what I'm talking about. Now, constitutional grounds just happens to be what, Mr. Edwards?
It's the coffee you want in your cup.
Well, it's in my cup until it gets empty. All right. Now, you wanted to say something about Memorial Day. It is Memorial Day weekend, so go ahead.
I just want to just give my thanks and honor to those who gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we could have and enjoy the wonders of what is called the United States of America. A big salute to all those who said they would do what they had to do, and who, because of them, we are where we are today, and we must honor them by fighting for liberty today and not allow those who want to destroy this republic to have their way. And we just thank God for those who gave it all for us.
Yes, very much so. And it is all about those that, well, let's put it this way. All gave some gave all. It's about the ones that gave it all.
Amen. Those are the heroes.
Yeah. And by the way, hello, Fred. Something about, yeah, Fred, I saw your email, but I can't do much about it during the show, Fred. It's there. I know it's there. I'll take a look at it during the break. So thanks for your message. And by the way, folks, here on the Captain's America Third Watch, you can send us messages. You can go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, send us a message right off there. Or you can send us a message in the Facebook chat room. The Captain's group is called the Captain's Group. And there you go. Now, back to what we were talking about here, because we need to talk about little old Elon Musk. Now, Elon Musk, I believe, is the richest man in the world now. Is that not correct?
Yeah, they say that.
Okay. Well, he and Eoc, you know, that's the one that he's told him to stop hitting on him, right?
Yeah.
He and an old Eoc, she's been whining about his Tesla, and she's going to dump his Tesla because he's no longer the man that she thought he was, and she doesn't want to have anything to do with him. So he said, well, I'm sorry you want to do that, but let's have a discussion about it. And she says, no, I'm not going to talk to you. He says, well, how about if we have a debate?
Well, she doesn't want to have her car cleaned, although it's already cleaned, isn't it? But, yeah, that was kind of humorous. To be honest with you, Captain, when she lit out like that, all because, Mr. Musk was going to buy Twitter until he found out what a hoax that is, all the bots and all of that situation. Eoc is not a person who supports liberty, free speech, and all those good things. And when she saw what Elon Musk was attempting to do and the outspokenness recently against those who were continuing to just try to destroy our rights, I guess she took umbrage to that and got rid of a little car. And to that, I'm sure Mr. Elon Musk must be really concerned.
Now, I'm going to mention something which has to do with the sign of the times here. And it's obvious that we've got some interesting things headed our way in November just because of this one little paragraph I'm going to read. Folks, there are 38% more contested state legislative primaries this year than back in 2020, including 77% more Republican primaries and 18% more top two and top four primaries. Namely, Democratic primaries are down some 7%. Which makes it look like to me that there's a lot of competition out there. A lot of people are going after the rhinos, if you will, on the Republican side, and some of them are winning, and some of them are getting close. And on the Democratic side, you got a whole bunch of people that are retired, so you got some brand new people in the mix.
Yeah, potentially there is a huge red wave coming, Captain. But the Republicans really have to play their cards right. They just can't just walk in like Sherman walking into Georgia or something in wartime and expect. expect automatic victory. They've got to work for this. And you're right. There's a lot of rhinos that are seats that are up for grabs. Unfortunately, a few rhinos have been winning some of the primaries against some of a few of Donald Trump's choices.
Again,
the Republicans must fight.
Yep.
One thing about the Democrats, they fight, and sometimes they fight dirty. Republicans have to know how to get down, and when they have to get dirty and fight back and stand on the principles that made America great. And that's all they have to do. If they're willing to fight and fight hard, they can win big time. And once they get in office, please, Republicans, please start governing and start compromising with these leftist Democrats.
Yeah, and what I've told them is act like you're 16 percentage points behind instead of 6 points ahead.
Absolutely.
And keep that mindset. By the way, when it comes to the rhinos, we got one right here in our district running for Congress that actually voted for Barack Obama twice and has told everybody that she did. She voted for Barack Obama. And she's kind of a transplant in that she's not a natural born Floridian and she's not exactly what she said she is. And, you gotta look at these things very closely, because if they've been something else and now they're telling you they're this, and they haven't yet authenticated themselves, which they haven't, you just can't vote for them. You can't.
And we've got to stop supporting rhinos that have been in office for a long time, like McConnell, who wants to work with Democrats on gun control. Gun control is not going to get rid of crime in America.
No.
Getting back to morals, will, and also, well, a form of gun control will help get rid of crime.
It's not the guns. It's the people.
No, what I'm saying, when I say a form of gun control will help with crime, I mean knowing how to hit the target.
Yep. Now, let's get to something before we run out of time. President Biden will reportedly spend $230 billion on student loan relief, and according to AOC, that's just not enough money.
She's crazy. First of all, I don't think that's the right approach. If you decide to go to college, go to university or whatever, like in prior generations, I know we had to pay off our debts.
Yeah.
And we did so successfully.
Yeah.
What needs to happen is that this opportunity, it's about opportunities being made available. You have to have a strong economy so that people can get jobs, start businesses, earn money, pay their debts, and move on in their lives.
Yep.
Not rely upon and expect, well, I went to university, so the taxpayers must pay my debt. No, that's wrong.
Nope.
That is wrong, wrong, wrong.
All right. We're running out of time, and we look forward to talking to you next weekend. In the meantime, stay safe and stay low.
Absolutely. You take care, and God bless. Bye.
All right. That's Ron Edwards, source of the Edwards Notebook. And you hear his notebook on Tuesdays and on Thursdays. And then we bring him in on Saturdays. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The information that I was given turned out in part to be inaccurate. And I'm absolutely absolutely livid about that.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, when talking to reporters on Friday regarding the police response to the Uvalde school shooting massacre, the governor continues with a promise to everyone who lost a loved one in Uvalde.
My expectation is that the law enforcement leaders that are leading the investigations, which includes the Texas Rangers and the FBI, they get to the bottom of every fact.
The U.S. and Taiwan are reportedly planning economic discussions despite warnings from China. Taiwan officials saying the two countries could start talking in a few weeks. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCN.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Thank you very much, Frank Salvato. Frank had to call off yesterday because he had a personal emergency that he had to deal with, and he's gone for the weekend doing whatever. So we hope that everything's okay on his end. And I know he's got relatives still up in Illinois, so he may have had to go back there for all I know. But in the meantime, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are broadcasting on the weekend, as we like to, and we have more stations on the weekend. That's another thing that we'd like to tell you about, because this is the original show. I guess it all started on the weekend, and we started out with our original stations, expanded them to the daytime, added some more, but then we added a lot more on the weekend issue here. So this is when we have the bulk of our stations, like right now. Now, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion, as everybody knows, to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. But he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike's done it again by introducing his My Slippers. Now, for a limited time, you can save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. You heard me right. $90 on a pair of My Slippers. Now, that's not 50%. That's a lot more than 50%. Now, this blowout sale of the year won't last, so you can order now. Mike's taken over 2 years to redevelop this. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long, if that's what you want to do. They're made with the MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and it's just like putting on a pair of penny loafers. Now, it's made with quality leather suede, so these are really good slippers. Now, you can call 1-800-641-5459, use the promo code CAPTAIN, or Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code CAPTAIN. And remember, this offer won't last long. It's gone the first of the month. It's gone, 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 gone. So order now with the promo code CAPTAIN at MyPillow.com. And remember, the number to call is 800-641-5459. Promo code CAPTAIN. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Thanks, Kyle, for hanging on.
Oh, my pleasure, Captain. Good to be back. It was good to hear Ron. And we actually got an email, by the way. Two emails that we want to tell our listeners about. This one from Fred in Sarasota.
Yep.
And he has a good question. He says, if there was an 11-car pileup on a freeway, would the solution be to ban all cars, get them off the streets? Too dangerous, he writes. So he set up a pretty good question. And of course, that's not what we do in our society. We try to make sure that people who shouldn't be driving cars aren't driving cars, especially if they have been drinking, this kind of thing, or if they've shown recklessness in the past, they can get their license taken away. So he sets up a pretty good comparison there to what we're witnessing vis-a-vis gun violence in this country. We've got to address the violence, not just try to take away guns from everybody.
Sure.
Absolutely. And then we have another email. And, Captain, this is pretty cool. This is from, I just had it right there on my screen. Here, now, there it is.
Rock and Roll Chris.
It's from Rock and Roll Chris up in the great state of Massachusetts, by the way. And, Captain, he addresses the Pledge of Allegiance issue that you were mentioning earlier. He says, the day you stop saying the pledge would mean you have dementia.
That's true. That's part of this program has been for the whole 22 years we've been on the radio.
That's exactly right. And as I said last hour as well, there are untold people, Captain, who say it right along with you and me or any other guest you
That's
have.
Right.
Every single night, they look forward to it, and it says so much, you know, to be it, by the way, because it's Memorial Day weekend, Captain, all those soldiers who've given their lives, they gave their lives so we can do things like say the Pledge of Allegiance freely.
Now, you have a story there about a brave hero, I believe, a Congressional Medal of Honor winner. Is that correct?
That's correct. In honor of Memorial Day, I found this story about a U.S. Navy lieutenant. His name was Michael P. Murphy, and it was June 28th, 2005, near Assadabad, Afghanistan, where he was leading a team. They were looking, they were trying to locate a high-level anti-coalition militia leader. He had a team of four. But because they were in the area that they were discovered by anti-coalition militia sympathizers who told their position to the Taliban. And resultingly, there was 30 to 40 enemy fighters that came upon his four-member team, demonstrating exceptional resolve. Lieutenant Murphy valiantly led his men in engaging the large enemy force. The primary communicator fell mortally wounded. And at that time, Lieutenant Murphy repeatedly attempted to call for assistance, realizing the impossibility of communicating in the extreme terrain. And in the face of almost certain death, he fought his way into open terrain to gain a better position to transmit a call. The citation goes on, this deliberate heroic act deprived him of cover, exposing him to direct enemy fire. Finally achieving contact with his headquarters, Lieutenant Murphy maintained his exposed position while he continued to communicate. In his final act of bravery, he continued to engage the enemy until he was mortally wounded, gallantly giving his life for his country and for the cause of freedom. Captain, this kind of heroism, to lay down your life for your team members and for your friends so that they can get out of there. You can call in the assistance. He was awarded, of course, posthumously the Congressional Medal of Honor by President George W. Bush.
Wow.
And this kind of this, and the, Captain, we've found all kinds of stories like this. This really goes to the very heart of what Memorial Day is all about.
Well, you're absolutely right. And God bless him. God bless the men that he helped save. And, You remember stuff like that. That never goes away. By the way, I neglected to say what I was going to in the first hour about what's happened to the price of fuel right now. Now, folks, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but here it comes. Late yesterday, the price of gasoline jumped over $4 a gallon again at the refinery. It's now up to $4.02 a gallon, Kyle, coming out of the refinery. And number two, diesel for the big rigs is at $4 a gallon even before taxes or transportation on it. So the big riggers are getting socked to them again. And the cars that are out there this weekend are going to have to pay more in gas because right away you'll see the price of gas gone up if it hasn't done so already.
Well, you know, there's a particular gas station that I drive by, and for the last few days it's been hovering around $6. Today it was $6.19. And
so it went up 19 cents.
Yeah, that's right. So that was one of the stations that was always sort of below $6. And so to see that kind of a jump, you know, is disheartening for sure.
Well, it is. And Rock and Roll Chris chimed in. He says, thanks, Kyle. You guys are priceless.
Well, thank you, Chris. That's cool. We appreciate that.
Yeah, well, we like being priceless. How's that?
Yeah.
That way nobody can buy us. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and we appreciate you, Chris, so thanks very much. And yeah, it is what it is. You know, there's a lot of people that keep trying to change us, and the reason they keep trying to change us is because we continue to grow, and it's killing the liberals. It's killing them to hear our message getting out there. And by the way, I'm sitting in Maryland and Delaware on a station that's heard right there just east of Washington, D.C., that actually the signal gets into D.C. Can you imagine what some of those liberals over there are thinking? What's this guy doing on the radio? Well, I'm on the radio because the people over there wanted to hear me.
Well, of course. Of course.
Because they don't hear anything like this in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and exactly right. And they should. And hopefully it gets them thinking. Hopefully it gets them considering things and not just adhering to, some ideology.
Yeah, and we're not blowing our horn. It's not about us. It's never been about us, nor will it be. It's about everybody else that makes America go. Like, for example, Michael Sussman, the lawyer, said that he agreed not to testify after speaking with his lawyers when asked by the U.S. District Judge if he was going to testify, and he said no. Well, we're going to be getting a decision sometime, what, next week? Because that thing's gone to trial, is that correct? Or, I mean, the jury?
Yeah, it's gone to the jury, that's right.
All right, and we're going to be hearing something, and I really do believe that he's going to get convicted. I really do think so.
Well, hopefully, from my estimation, I think from yours as well, the evidence has been pretty overwhelming.
Yeah.
It literally is something that's hard to argue with. But the jury that has been seated, of course, we have some concerns about. But what I'm saying is that even in the face of that, this information is, or the evidence is so overwhelming that, I mean, just speculating, I wonder if the judge could set aside the verdict if they come back with some crazy thing.
Maybe. We'll find out. Okay, Kyle, don't go anywhere. We got more coming back. Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up. I'll be right back.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Monday when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier.
Boy, that gets you going right there, American soldier Toby Keith, and that's for everybody this Memorial Day weekend. And remember, all gave some and some gave all. That's what it's all about. Kyle, take it away. What's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. We're continuing to watch some of these, of course, the winter weather advisory that we have up in the Portland area, and this is going to drop on down, still staying a little bit east there, of course, of the I-5 corridor, but it's going to head on down a little bit north of Medford, where it turns into a wind advisory into Northern California, down through Reno and out I-80 as you go east out of I-80 near Winnemucca. And also right now, I believe, we still have rain. Actually, right now we have a lot of rain on I-80, and this is going to be as you come out of Reno towards Lovelock, Winnemucca, and then also as you head on over, Battle Mountain looks clear, but Elko right now has a lot of rain coming across the interstate right there, so you want to be aware of that. And a little bit of rain that's going to be north of I-80 in the Grass Valley area in Northern California, so be aware of that. Also, of course, we continue to see the hot, dry weather in the southern part of Colorado, also all through New Mexico, Arizona. We've got hot, dry weather, also the wind advisories there, and especially around Las Vegas, still going to continue to be hot and dry. Wind advisory out in the high desert of California, especially near Barstow, if you're heading along Interstate 15, also through Baker. If you have a high-profile vehicle, be careful out there. Rain forecasted for Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington through Memorial Day weekend. Be careful out there.
Yeah, and let's start with Minnesota, because up there in Duluth and running west about 125 miles or so, you have got some rain that's coming up there. You've got some low-level flooding up there all across the area, especially along the Canadian border. A little bit of it right there up in Duluth going towards the Canadian side. And moving on down to Illinois, we do have an area of what looks like it's going to be stagnant air with some fog in the mixture, and it's not all that great in central Illinois. Around Chicago, we've got some unsettled weather there, which could wind up being thunderstorms later in the day. Moving on down into the Mississippi Valley, way down into Louisiana, we've got some fog down there in the central part of Louisiana, as well as along I-10, coming around from Baton Rouge over towards Pascagoula, Mississippi. And we've got some fog and some droopy air, if you will, right there around the Metroplex of Dallas, and then coming over I-20 to the east of the state line in Louisiana. San Antonio got some poor quality air there, as well as what could be the remnants of some fog starting up. Houston and on down all the way to, let's see, Brownsville and McAllen down in there. We've got fog right along the coast, and going up the east coast tonight, way up in Maine, tip of Maine up there around Presque Isle. You've got some rain up there and some unsettled conditions for what looks like some rain in the eastern part of Maine tonight. Got some coastal fog all the way down to Cape Cod, and then you got a little bit of weather in Cape Cod to include some rough seas in that area tonight. And coming on down towards Long Island, same thing. Then we pick it up again in the Chesapeake Bay, and then we pick it up again right there off the coast of New Orleans, or off the coast of North Carolina, with Wilmington and Cape Hatteras, with some wind out there. So that's what we got. We're looking at tonight. And Kyle, tell us about how we can hear your show, please.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
We will find you again on Monday morning.
Sounds good, Captain.
Have yourself a great weekend, and try to be careful out there on the highways in California.
Well, thank you, Captain. Have a great weekend.
All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much and the job he does with us here. Okay, over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said he was misled, and I think he was, because I'm going to try to figure this out for a second. It appears that the local police officers were trying to upstage what they actually had done and maybe create a little bit more of a John Wayne-type atmosphere, if you will, to a bad situation, because they knew that they had screwed it up.
Something was screwed up, and I would argue that some of the core of this is the 911 calls getting to law enforcement.
Yeah, from the kids.
And I think some of that led to bad decisions. What we're really struck here about what was going on inside that classroom. A lot of people too were very shocked that this teacher had opened that door and left that door open. I understand that, but I guess I really question, are things so bad in civil society that we can't open a door? You know what I'm saying? Everything about us has to have security and we have to be in full-blown lockdown. It's just staggering to me that, and I think that they're beginning to have this discussion that we've got these people out there with various degrees of mental defects and mental crisis.
Right.
And now there's chatter, too, that this kid was arrested 4 years ago. And then there were some others that said, no, that was another Salvador Ramos. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, okay, well, we'll see about that one. But, this is, we have some very different questions we need to be really asking here. I'm not sure that there are answers to them. I would say that just by putting them out there, they are questions that we need to challenge procedures with and policies with.
Well, so, they didn't have any drills, any active shooter drills in quite a while there. That's part of what it is, and maybe they need to start again. But anyway, here comes the music. We will get back into this, folks, when we come back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. There'll be more. And I know in the state of Florida, I talked about this yesterday with one of the teachers, and they have a certain regimen they have to go to. That door would have been shut and locked. Be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. And we'll with Denise right after this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.